How To with Robin Lauder, East Coast FM.
Well, this is something we're going to do every Tuesday and Thursday morning on the show, How To with Robin Lauder. And this time around, because of the current global pandemic, a lot of people are embracing their subscriptions, Netflix in particular. Now, there are others you can get. You can get the likes of Amazon Prime and Disney Plus, and their sign-ups are all very similar, to be honest. But a lot of people, especially older people, some people haven't got a breeze as to how to go about setting this up. So yeah, that's what the how-to is all about this morning. There's a couple of ways of doing it. You can sign up to Netflix via your Facebook page, your username and password there. Or more commonly, you can use your email address and password. So you can do that by going to either netflix.com, or you can get the app. If you've got a smartphone, you've got your app stores there, or you've got the Play Store if you're on an Android device. Also, if you've got a Sky subscription or you've got a Virgin Media subscription, that is built into your package. You just go to the apps page of that and you'll see your Netflix account. At that point, just click on it and it will ask you if you want to sign up. So you give them your email address and your password. And it's very simple. The interface on this is very simple. So you're looking at the screen and it's a really easy thing to set up. So it'll ask you for payment details, be it a PayPal or more commonly a credit card. And you've got three options there. You can go for the basic package for $7.99 a month, which will allow you to watch it on one screen and one screen only. $11.99, which will give you two screens to watch it on. Or $15.99, the premium package, which allows you to watch it on up to four screens. You can watch Netflix on your smart TV, which will have it built in. You can watch it on your smartphone. You can watch it on your tablet. You can watch it on your PC. You can essentially watch it on any screen. And that's how you go about downloading that. And again, it's very easy. You can manage a profile when you're on your Netflix and you go through your payment details. It will give you a profile so you can put your name there. It will ask you then what three movies of all the movies in front of you do you like, and that way it gets an idea as to what you like, and it'll give you suggestions based on that. Also, you can edit those profiles and add people. So if you've got someone else in the house, be it the partner or the kids, you can give them a profile. And the brilliant thing about that is, because I set it up for my kids recently, you can alter what content they see. So for my children, Layla and Lucy, all they will see on their Netflix account is kid stuff.
Right, which is okay, fantastic. Brilliant.
So that's...
What about talking to kids when you're going away or you want to go somewhere and you want stuff off Netflix?
Yeah.
And obviously you need a strong internet connection.
You need an internet
connection. People obviously wouldn't have on a plane or something, so you download it?
Yeah, you go to Netflix, the home page there at the top left of the home screen, you click on that and then up will pop a page called Available for Download.
Okay.
Not everything is available for download though, that's the only thing. There's only a certain amount of programs and shows that are available for download. You download them while you have that internet connection. And then when you're on a plane or you're away, you open up your Netflix and you click into the same page there on the home screen, top left, My Downloads, and there's everything you've downloaded.
Okay, brilliant.
So it is that simple. So all you need really is your email address and a password.
And a decent internet connection.
An internet connection and a credit card. And that is it. Then you watch it on your smart TV, on your phone, on your tablet, or on your PC. Or again, if you've got Sky or Virgin Media package in your house, they are inbuilt into the app section of those on your television.
Brilliant. So and that applies, that same sort of rules applies to quite a lot
most
of them,
the
streaming
yeah.
services.
But I think
the
same type of thing. I've been on all of them. I have Disney Plus and an Amazon Prime account. And the easiest one to navigate with the easiest interface.
Right.
Is Netflix.
Okay.
They've made it very simple for everyone to
Very good. There you go. You're out too with Robin Lauder for today, starting up a Netflix account.